Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The Chaser Report, global, world, international news headlines update with Rebecca De Unamuno.
There have been mounting calls for the Liberal Party to be removed from television due to a preponderance of racist characters. A review has found many cast members of the Liberal Party had written and performed scripts that contained hate speech against migrant groups, Indigenous Australians, refugees, Muslims, gays, lesbians, and transgender people. The review also found troubling material in many of the Liberal Party's comedy spin-off shows, including The National Party and Pauline Hanson's One Nation. A statue of Prince Andrew has been fast-tracked and will be erected outside Buckingham Palace later this week. A spokesperson said they made the decision after they noticed that statues depicting vile people who did terrible things in the past seem to be all the rage at the moment. Anthony Albanese says dodgy branch stackers who come to power by breaking the Labor Party's rules have no place in the party. Mr. Albanese is expected to announce his resignation later today. Remember to subscribe to this podcast in your podcast app of choice and check out chaser.com.au for all the latest headlines. Now it's time for Dom to run Charles and Andrew through the world's stupidest world records.
Thank you, Beck, and it's time to catch up on some of the greatest achievements of humanity in the past couple of weeks. My name is Dom Knight, Andrew Hansen and Charles Firth here as we look at
world records no one else bothered to attempt.
And guys, I mean, while we've all been in lockdown, the process of pushing out humanity's achievement, reaching for the stars with new world records has not stopped one little bit, you'll be glad to know. And I'm here to celebrate some wonderful achievements. A man in Idaho managed to down an entire litre of lime juice in just 17.29 seconds. An extraordinary achievement.
And an extraordinary waste of limes. Oh, why did he choose lime juice? I mean, aren't there better juices?
He'd already broken the record for lemon juice a week earlier.
Is it? Oh, gosh. He didn't. This man's pathetic.
He's going to get Lyme disease, you can tell.
Oh. No, it was just a picture of lime juice. I saw the photo, and I want to introduce you to the hero of this week's world record roundup. It's a man called David Rush. He is on a mission to break as many world records as possible to promote STEM education, you know, science, technology, engineering, and maths. And so he's decided to do that with world records. This is number 150. The lemon juice was 149. And isn't it doing a great thing for promoting education in science? Don't you want to all go and get science degrees?
Well, it is. It is, because it's scientifically proven that this guy's a nitwit.
Don't you think that, like, what is, I mean, Guinness Book of World Records did not have the greatest reputation before this guy came along. And now they're just sort of letting him just set pissy world record. Like don't they have any sort of pride in what they're doing?
Excuse me. The week before he started on the juice, he set a record with his wife by dressing up in 32 T-shirts in 1 minute.
That's a record?
Yes. That's just how my wife gets dressed. She puts on about 32 different outfits.
Oh, she should apply. The couple also have a lot of other records, including speed juggling and the fastest time to wrap a person in cling wrap. I mean, this is extraordinary. Why are these people not national heroes?
But the world records are supposed to be skill based, and this is a scam because they're not skill based. Like, anyone can be wrapped up in cling wrap, but that is not a record. That's just a piece of fucking shit.
32 T-shirts on in 1 minute, Charles Firth. You can barely put one on. I've seen you.
I reckon this is like the Guinness World Record for being shit. Like, this is just shit. It's just the Guinness shit records.
He got that. That'll be his 151st record. That'll advance the cause of STEM education. If you can add that to his gongs.
How do you raise money doing a world record? How does drinking lime juice fast raise money for STEM? It doesn't even fucking raise money. It's just like you've just.
It raises awareness.
What? Awareness of what?
Awareness that your mic's distorting. But look, let's go to Turkey. Someone completely different. A Turkish artist You'll love this one, Charles. I promise. Turkish artist by the name of Nikati Korkmaz made the smallest ever chess set on a board measuring 0.35 inches by 0.35 inches. It took him 6 months of working for 6 hours a day to make it. The only problem is you would need a microscope to see the board and you'd have to use special sticks to move the tiny pieces. I mean, that is amazing, a tiny chess set. Come on.
Absolutely crap. This chessboard should be swilled down like a little tablet by the lime juice guy in his liter of lime juice and then just pissed away so that it can be forgotten forever.
Speaking of swilling things down, do you like pasta? Maybe this will cheer you up, Charles. Visitors to a food-based theme park in Italy have made the largest sheet of handmade pasta made by non-professionals. It's 262 feet long.
What's this made by non-professionals, Dommy?
Well, they all turned up to help.
Come on, what's the record for pasta made by just people? I mean, what, is there going to be a new record next week for pasta made by people under the height of 160 centimetres? Right. I mean, is it going to...
Okay, we can do better. Knitters in the United Kingdom...
Terrible.
...submitted 79,001 yarn flags to produce the world's largest knitted bunting. 79,000 flags. They stretched for 8.9 miles. Previous record was a pissy 31,000 flags. What an extraordinary accomplishment. Admittedly, people have time in lockdown.
Why did they... If the previous record was 31,000, why did they bother stopping, you know, not going past 31,001? I mean, why did they go to 79,000? Are these people idiotic? Is one of these people a lime juice guy? Is that why they're so thick?
Because why would you break a record, Andrew, when you can smash it? And let's finish now with someone who's really spent many years doing something truly extraordinary. Let's go to Japan, where a woman by the name of Hamako Mori, aged 90, has been playing video games for 40 years. She's known as the gaming grandma, and she's won the record for the oldest gaming YouTuber. She has 150,000 YouTube subscribers, more than the Chaser, I suspect. And her favourite game at the moment, I'm not making this up, Grand Theft Auto 5.
Okay, look, I changed my mind about this one. I mean, this is pretty good. Although you have to remember that in Japan, they invented video games in about 1836. So there's nothing special. Yeah. Really about an old person there playing video games.
Look, I know you guys have hung a lot of shit on these extraordinary achievements, but you've got to agree with me, it's a lot better than the people who got the Order of Australia.
The Chaser Report, news a few days after it happens.
And sadly, that is the end of the amazing world records for this week, more sometime in the future. These mini episodes come out twice a week. The full episodes every Friday, of course, thanks to Mike Librelli, our producer, for pulling them all together. Around the clock, though, you can check stories at the Chaser website, chaser.com.au. You can check all of our socials on Instagram and TikTok, whatever that is, and all these other things that Charles puts together, Facebook, of course. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to get every episode as it comes out. Leave us a review if you'd be so kind or unkind. It's really up to you. And we'll catch you next time here on The Chaser Report.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.